Hello and welcome to another one of your interviews on the Hormone Balance After 40 Summit. I am your host, Bridget Danner. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you to our summit sponsors and our daily sponsors. And a reminder to you that you can own this summit, all the recordings and notes and a pile of bonuses. So check that out on this page, check out that link, and enjoy this interview. Dr. Shalina Lalji, welcome to the summit.
It's great to be here, Bridget. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, happy to speak with you again. We really enjoyed you in our last summit on hormones. So the topic of the day is, who says we can't be sexy after menopause? I love it.
Isn't it great?
I love it. Yeah, that's definitely like a theme. I'm like, I don't want to just be like an old hag. Like, I don't want to go there.
We got to look good, feel good, and all of it.
Yeah, and you've got a really great, interesting clinic. We'll hear more about where you do lots of different modalities for women's health. Let's get us started. Let people know more about you. How did you get into first of all, you're an OBGYN, but you also now are a functional medicine doctor. So tell us how you got into that side of things.
Great question. Well, you know, what happened with me is I started practicing OBGYN first, and for the first 10 years of my career, it was all traditional OBGYN, which I loved, you know, delivering babies, taking care of women, all ages, menopause, etc. But then what I encountered is when I was in my mid-30s and had my second child, I started going through a great deal of symptoms. And the normal stuff that you hear, and as a doctor, I was hearing it all the time, but when you experience it yourself, it's totally different, right? So I started going through mood swings and hormonal fluctuations, insomnia, lost hair on both sides here, completely gone, didn't even want to leave the house, libido was gone, just irritability and mood swings. So I knew something was wrong. This was not me. Something was going on. And I went in to see my OB-GYN, who happened to be a good friend of mine. She delivered both of my kids. And I said, hey, Lori, something is going on here and I'm not feeling like myself. So can we, you know, test my thyroid, my hormones, my nutrition? She said, oh, come on, you know, this is part of postpartum depression and you're just going through some of that. So here's a couple of prescriptions and then let's just see how it goes. And so I looked down at my prescriptions, and when I saw myself walking out of the office with a prescription of Prozac and Ambien, I said to myself, no, this is not what's wrong with me. I am not deficient in Prozac or in Ambien. Something else is going on. So I knew that, you know, I was going to have to do this for myself. So that's when my journey to finding more out about functional medicine, about nutrition, about really treating the thyroid, not just superficially, really exploring where the hormonal balance plays a role, really exploring what our gut, how our gut is involved in our health and our moods. So that's when the whole aspect of let's incorporate more than just looking at the breast and the pelvis and OB-GYN, and let's really look at the whole person. And I was able to, over the next couple of months, really educate myself and change my life completely, where I felt better than I had ever. And I realized that, you know, I need to do this for my patients. It's, you know, there are millions of other doctors that can deliver babies and do surgeries, but I need to focus on something that most doctors are not focusing on. And that's the whole person and looking at all aspects of us, which is what comprises how we feel and all of our symptoms. So I started really looking at the root cause of everything. And that's when my journey began. And then just flourished over time into functional medicine. And I love it.
Oh, good. Yeah, I know you have a private practice now. That probably wasn't an easy transition to go from doing what you were doing to...
It wasn't. And trust me when I tell you, this was about 13 years ago. So a lot of my colleagues thought I had lost a screw in my head. You know, I'd lost my mind and I just, what is she doing? What is she doing prescribing natural bioidentical progesterone to women in their 30s and 40s? And why are we doing bioidentical? Why are we testing the nutritional deficiencies? Why is she focusing on the gut? So they had thought that I'd lost my mind. But what has happened is over time, as more and more patients are educated, they're actually referring their own patients to me now, because we need to help patients and people in general look at all aspects of their health, including their lifestyle, stress, and, you know, do they have any time for themselves? What are they eating? What are their guts doing? So that's kind of when I put together my entire 8-step approach to complete wellness and vitality.
Nice. Well, let's talk about that 8-step approach. People are probably curious about that.
Yeah. So, you know, again, it's a matter of looking at everything, right? So I like to call my 8-step approach sort of your 8 steps to fabulous. So going from fatigue to fabulous in 8 easy steps. And it really works for almost everybody out there, because these are the different things that we all as people need to look at, whether we are premenopausal, postmenopausal, just entering, are we just transitioning? Are we in our 60s and 70s? Have we been there for a while? These are the things that we need to look at. And so I always like to start with a complete history and looking at what is going on with my patient as far as in the last 20, 30 years. What's their stress been like? What's their life been like? What do they do on a day-to-day basis? Are they taking any time for themselves? What are they eating? Things of that nature. So I look at the complete history because I want to start with their hormonal balance. So when I talk about hormonal balance, I'm looking at their sex hormones, initially, right? So you're making sure that you're looking at your estradiol, your progesterone, your testosterone, your DHEA, and really seeing what's the balance. Because a lot of times historically, we've gone to a traditional doctor, and I used to be one, so I can speak for that. And we would just do a couple of blood tests and say, oh, your hormones are fine. It's not that. Why don't I just give you some birth control pills or these synthetic hormones, and you're on your way, because it was more of a one-size-fits-all approach. Now we need to really customize our treatments for our patients. So we're looking at what's going on with each individual. I really like to do saliva testing for my patients for their hormones. And when I look at their saliva testing, I can actually see what their intracellular levels are, as well as I can see what the balance is between their progesterone and estrogen. Because a lot of women are what we call estrogen dominant. And I know you're familiar with that, but sometimes a lot of our audience is not familiar with that. And what that means is that when you look at the comparison of estrogen and progesterone, your estrogen may be a little too high and it's not balanced with the progesterone. So estrogen will usually start declining after menopause, and that's why you have your hot flashes, night sweats, vaginal dryness, thinning skin, the mental clarity issues. But your progesterone actually starts declining in your 30s. So when your progesterone starts declining, you're very off balance. And in your 30s and 40s, you might be estrogen dominant. And so for the women that may be listening that are a little bit younger in their 30s and 40s, something for you to really know is that natural bioidentical progesterone can really be a lifesaver, as it was for me when I was in my 30s. So I've been on that since I was in my 30s. The other thing, the other hormone that declines a great deal, and most of us women don't think about it, is our testosterone and our DHEA. Now, a lot of women think, well, that's the male hormone, isn't it? I don't want to be on any testosterone. I don't want to grow hair and get hoarse voice and, you know, build too much muscle. But really, it's not just a male hormone. Just like estrogen and progesterone are not just female hormones. Men have those too, and they need it. Similarly, testosterone and DHEA are very important in us women for normal function. We need it for mental clarity. We need it for motivation. We need it for drive. We need it for our libido, which is our sex drive. We need it for our muscle mass, to lose fat. So we need it for a variety of reasons. And a lot of women that I see when I'm testing them, they're very low. And once we balance it, once we replace it with bioidentical testosterone and some DHEA, they're feeling great. Their energy's up and they're feeling motivated. They can jump out of bed and they're building muscle when they are exercising. Otherwise, a lot of women exercise, no muscle build. So those are the sex hormones that are very, very important, and I like to test in all my patients. But mind you, you need to make sure that whoever's treating you is giving you these hormones in the right amounts, in the right ways. So when we talk about hormones, and you already know this, Bridget, but you know, you really shouldn't be taking testosterone or estrogen orally, because they go, you know, those hormones are not the best as far as when it goes through the gut and the liver. In fact, oral estrogen, as we know from the studies that were done on things like Premarin and things of that nature, really can increase your C-reactive protein and increase inflammation and, you know, issues with heart and strokes and things of that nature. So we want to be very careful how we are prescribing the estrogen and progesterone. So for the listeners, if you are going to take estrogen or testosterone, try to think about topical or sublingual, or now the newest thing is pellets. And you can think about any one of those ways of getting the hormones in. Now, progesterone is fine to take orally, because in fact, if you have sleep issues, when you take progesterone at night, it actually converts to pregnenolone, which is a natural sleep hormone. So that's actually good for you. So it really, you have to make sure that whoever you're going to, who's your advocate and who's your provider, knows a lot about bioidentical hormones and the different modalities of using it.
That's really helpful. Okay, so assess, more or less, step one?
The step one is hormonal testing and bioidentical hormones. The assessment is, of course, part of the whole picture.
Okay, and take us step two?
Sure. So step two is thyroid. The thyroid is such an important gland in our bodies, and a lot of us don't realize how important it can be for several things, such as metabolism, which is your weight control, such as energy, sleep, normal GI function as far as constipation. A lot of people have that, as well as hair. Thyroid is very important for a lot of those functions, and a lot of traditional doctors, myself included, about 13 years ago, we usually would just measure a TSH and say, oh, your TSH is within normal limits. And for most of your viewers, when you test your TSH and you probably have a result, the range is about 0.4 to 4.5. Imagine how wide that range is. And if you're anywhere in there, your doctor may say, oh, your thyroid's fine. You're probably just depressed, or you just are eating too much or not exercising enough. So focus on that. And you're frustrated saying, well, no, wait a minute. I eat good. I eat clean. I exercise. I work out. And, you know, I'm just not losing weight, or I feel really down. You don't need to take that as just a simple answer. You want to make sure that you're being evaluated by a detailed analysis of your thyroid, where you're looking at, your doctor's looking at a TSH, a free T4, a free T3, a reverse T3, and all the thyroid antibodies that could be present if you have something called Hashimoto's. Now, what's interesting and kind of sad is millions of women out there have Hashimoto's but are not diagnosed. Millions of women also have low thyroid but are not diagnosed, because it's not just adequate to be in this wide range. What you need to be is you need to be optimal. And optimal thyroid levels is very important for normal function of the things that I mentioned. So that's step two, to make sure your thyroid is balanced so that all the functions that are really based on your thyroid hormone are happening correctly.
Okay. What was I going to, oh, I wanted to say, I was hoping someone on this summit would talk about menopausal age and that thyroid is a common diagnosis there. Hashimoto's is common. Do you work a lot with this age group, and what do you notice?
Absolutely. Absolutely work a lot with the menopausal age group. And so a lot of menopausal women, when they come in to see us at our practice, you know, one of the first things they'll tell us is, I've put on this weight and I can't get rid of it. Number one. Number two, moods. So they'll talk a lot about just feeling low or feeling down, blue, depressed, that kind of thing, as well as they'll start losing hair. So the thyroid really slows down, just like a lot of things do, right? But thyroid really slows down with menopause. Also, when you are a little estrogen dominant, so if you're very off balance, that can trigger your thyroid. And there are two types of thyroid hormones, your T4 and T3. That can trigger that T4. Instead of converting to T3, it may actually convert to what's called reverse T3. And that is not a good place to be, because your thyroid hormones are now going to reverse T3, and they cannot bind to the receptors. And so it kind of blocks the receptor sites. So in menopausal women, we're seeing this a lot. And it doesn't mean that you need to be on high doses of thyroid. And sometimes you just need to be on some great thyroid stimulating supplements. And, you know, we'll start, it depends on how low our patients are. And we'll start on either a very low level and some supplements and some iodine, Otherwise, you know, we might have to get them started on bioidentical T4, T3, or something like Naturethroid. But it's very important to be on both T4 and T3. A lot of listeners may already be on some thyroid hormones, but they might be on something like levothyroxine or Synthroid, which is okay, but it's only T4. And you need the active form of thyroid, which is T3. And so you need to look at that, and you need to look and see if they have Hashimoto's. If you have Hashimoto's, our friend Isabella Wentz is an expert on Hashimoto's. I'm sure that, you know, there are some people that have heard of her, but she's done a great job with it. But also remember, get off of gluten. And I'll be talking about that next, because that's the next big thing is your gut, the gut health.
There's no free pass. All right, so take us to step three.
Okay, so step three is your gut health. It's very important, and this goes for all of us. In, you know, especially women going through menopause, we tend to see a lot of inflammation. We tend to see a lot of women really their gut slowing down and coming in with gut issues such as bloating, gassiness, irregular bowel movements, reflux, a lot of things that they might have had their practitioners put them on different medications for. So remember a couple of things. You are what you eat, and that is truly, there's a lot to be said about that. That is very, very true. You are what you eat. So think about looking at maybe your food sensitivities and candida overgrowth. Think about looking at what am I putting into my body. So if you have access to a functional medicine doctor, certainly get some testing done, like looking at food sensitivity, looking to see if you have candida overgrowth, looking to see if you have gluten sensitivity, and try to cut those sensitive foods out. Because once you do that, you are not putting inflammatory foods in your body. And if you don't have access, I would just say try to cut out the main inflammatory foods, which are your dairy products, your gluten, as well as any processed foods that may have sugar. So those three things, if those are out and you're eating clean as far as clean, healthy, lean meats, but, you know, focusing on organic fruits, vegetables, nuts, healthy fats, you're going to be in great shape and drink a lot of water. In addition to that, perhaps consider getting on some high-dose medical-grade probiotics and digestive enzymes, because you need to keep things going. We're always exposed to things that take away our healthy bacteria, so we need to put it back in. So that's really important. So that would be step three, and then that can kind of lead to step four, which is your adrenals. Your adrenals are very, very effective. So think about, you know, here we are in menopause, we're around 50 and above. We've had stress all our lives because we all know as women, we're taking care of everybody else, right? We're hardly ever taking care of ourselves. We come last. And so all that stress, whether it's physical, psychological, emotional, mental, what have you, is going to lead to us having just a stressful life. And that affects our adrenal glands, which is what's responsible to deal with stress. And that can affect our cortisol levels. So I like to actually test my patients' cortisol levels with a saliva testing. And that shows me where their adrenal function is. And then focus on giving them the tools like yoga, meditation. We actually have a certified meditation instructor because it's a big part of our program. And I find that women going through menopause, it's not an easy transition for a lot of us. And it is in it by itself pretty stressful. So focusing on deep breathing exercises, taking time for yourself, getting a massage, taking baths, really try to put yourselves first. It's like the whole analogy of, you know, going on a plane and in an emergency setting, who do you put the oxygen mask on first? You've got to put it on yourself, because if you're not well, nobody else will be well, and you can't take care of anybody else. So I find that that's very, very important, Bridget. And once I give my patients the tools of managing their stress, their adrenal function becomes much better.
Okay, great. So we've got, let's see, four steps left.
Yes. So I think we addressed five.
Okay.
Did we go to nutritional testing? I think that maybe we skipped that
is
one.
Is that in the gut section, or is that two no. different sections?
So nutritional testing is going to be number five.
So you're okay. Asking. Gotcha. You're right.
So nutrition is very important. And I personally, you know, of course, we know a lot of us are getting on supplements and vitamins, and that's great. As long as we know what are we deficient in and what do we really need. So I find that it's very important for my patients to really know where are they deficient. So I like to test them with an intracellular micronutrient deficiency test, which actually tests for 34 different vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. And then we can customize their approach and get them on the right nutrients. I also like to focus on some IV nutritional therapy for a lot of my patients who need it. Because if their gut is inflamed, then you need to get those nutrients in and have 100% absorption. So we do things like glutathione IV or Myers infusions IV, vitamin C IV or chelation if they have heavy metals. So nutrition is a big key component on that 8 steps.
Okay, great. What's next?
So next we just talk about weight loss and fitness, or weight management, I should say, and fitness. So I always make sure that my patients are exercising or in a program where they're active. When I say exercise, just move, get active, do some things that stimulate your muscles, whatever that may be. It could be Pilates, yoga, walks, whatever. So that's step 6, to make sure that they're moving. Step 7 is sleep. Sleep and detoxification. Because when you're sleeping, that's when your body's healing. And I always like to make sure that I counsel my patients to sleep at least 7 to 8 hours a night. So 8 is sort of that happy place where you really, your body needs to heal. And if somebody was to ask me, well, should I exercise or sleep? Well, I'll pick sleep. And that's a surprise to people. But you need that sleep so that your hormones can balance, your brain can rest, your adrenals can balance. So that's really important as far as an 8 steps approach. And then my last step, which is kind of a fun step, is all the outer wellness. So, you know, my practice is, of course, you know, is a combination of functional medicine and aesthetics. And some people find that odd. Well, why are you talking about aesthetics if you're talking about wellness? Because I really feel like they go hand in hand, especially for us women. For women, we look in front of the mirror and we're like, well, gosh, I see this and I need to pull this up a little bit and this, and I don't like the brown spots, or I don't like all these wrinkles. And you've got to feel good about yourself. It's not vanity, it's self-preservation. So I always tell my patients, if there is something that is bothering you, don't feel bad about it. Don't feel guilty about it. There are so many non-surgical, non-invasive things that are available to you, and they're safe, they're effective, they have no downtime. And so by all means, be the best version of yourself that you can be. So that is something that I find is very important to most women, but sometimes they don't feel like they can talk to anybody about it. So that's it.
Yeah,
that's
it. I think it's good to get that one out of the closet, you know.
Yes.
Because we do have real feelings that come up about aging, and
sure,
you know, it's just finding that balance of working with it, and yeah, not beating yourself up, loving yourself, finding community and resources like you.
Absolutely. And there's so much out there, and it's safe and it's effective and it's affordable. And so why not? Why not look the best that you can and feel good about yourself?
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit more about your approach. So you've given us these steps. I'm curious, do you take people through these steps, you know, as is? Do you work on Skype? Do you work in person? How have things changed since you were an OB to now, and how that goes?
Well, the first thing that's really changed is how much time I spend with my patients. And I'm very fortunate to be able to do that, because this is customized. It's all customized. So yes, I speak about the 8 steps. And when I'm speaking to my patients, as well as my other providers, when we're speaking to our patients, we are always keeping in mind all these different aspects of a person's health and well-being, because all of those aspects are important. And if you don't touch upon it, you might miss a completely important piece of the whole puzzle, and the patient won't feel well. So most of our patients, of course, we see in person, but we do have patients from all over the world that we do accommodate, and we do Skype, we do over the phone, we accommodate and we customize. So, you know, even if there are some patients that live around the country, we're able to send them the test kits. We're able to send them the appropriate supplements. We're able to find a compounding pharmacist in their area who can compound the bioidentical hormones. So that's something that is done. We do like our patients to perhaps come visit at least once a year, if possible, and we make that also a very easy transition. We take care of many things for them. But that way there's a little connection, and then we can do as much as we can over the phone and over Skype. So it allows us to change lives all over rather than just in Texas.
We like that. We like that. So I'm going to kind of start closing up with some specific questions about specific complaints. Let's start off with libido. Any tips for our viewers?
Oh yes, isn't that funny? Lots of great things that are out there for libido, and libido is something that you know we encounter all the time in our patients because that's something that literally over 70% of women have issues with.
Wow.
So either it's just decreasing libido, or it's anorgasmic function, or if it's other kinds of sexual dysfunction. And imagine what's happening to your body during menopause. Do you want me to be specific about menopause?
Sure.
Yeah. So when you're going through menopause, and of course this applies a little bit earlier as well. So a couple of different things that are really happening. First of all, with menopause, your vaginal health is changing. So you're going through more atrophy, which means the vaginal epithelium is thinning. So you have dryness, you have irritation, you may have painful intercourse. That's not the best scenario to really want to have intercourse because it's painful. It's not comfortable. So that's one thing that's going on. What's happening even earlier is that with your changing hormones, if your testosterone is declining, then the libido is a big part of your hormonal fluctuation. And so your desire just goes away. The other thing is with age as well as childbirth, things just get looser. So just like we have laxity on our face, we have vaginal laxity. So there's no sensation. There's not much sensation going on. So now we have treatments, wonderful treatments that actually address all of these. Now, with the atrophy and vaginal dryness, of course, you know that we can treat that with bioidentical estriol cream, and that helps a lot. But how many women want to do this interruptive, you know, cream every night and it's messy and things of that nature? So for the last several years, what we've been offering is there's a couple of different lasers out there, and we have all of them, most of them, I should say, because I'm a gynecologist and very interested in sexual health. There's one called Mona Lisa Touch, which was actually introduced to the market for vaginal atrophy or dryness. And patients, especially with a history of breast cancer, who cannot take estriol or any kind of estrogen, they have so much dryness. And this laser, with three treatments, your dryness is completely gone. So the epithelium rebuilds itself. So that's the Mona Lisa Touch, and it's really great for atrophy.
Wow.
And then there's
wow.
other, yeah, it's, I mean, it's amazing. So even after one treatment, they're feeling a whole lot better. But after three, it's like they don't even need any lubrication anymore. It's great. So that atrophy goes away. Then you've got Intimalase and Incontinase, which actually are great for tightening up the vaginal canal. And, you know, you might think, well, is that kind of being superficial, or that's kind of being not at all? Because essentially it's sexual function. You cannot feel anything, so your desire will go down. I always say with women, it's libido is much more complicated than is with men. With men, take a pill, get an erection, you're good to go. With women, it's like this switchboard that has all these switches on it, and everything has to work. Their stress level, their energy level, their mood, their hormonal balancing, their, you know, vaginal lubrication, their laxity, everything goes into it. Their self-esteem, how they're feeling about themselves. So it's much more complex. So we address all of that, right? But with these lasers, you can actually tighten up the vaginal canal and make it much more, the sensation much better for both the male and the female. Mm-hmm. Then the incontinence, like I mentioned, a lot of women deal with incontinence symptoms, right? So that is something that's very disruptive and inhibitive. And now with mild to moderate incontinence, the laser treatment actually treats that, and the incontinence is actually much better. Wow. The latest one is called UltraFem 360. And this laser is fantastic because it deals with not just the tightening, but also the vaginal atrophy and lubrication. And so all of that in one. And now we have the ability, a lot of women find that libido is hard because perhaps they don't feel good about how things look on the outside. And this is a real thing. We see women all the time coming in for this particular reason. And again, who are you going to talk to? It's very uncomfortable. So we actually have lasers to stimulate and do labial rejuvenation, which actually makes a huge difference in women's self-esteem. So there's just so many technologies out there that are great and very promising. Not to mention, there's a great one called the O shot. Do you want to guess what the O stands for, Bridget?
I think it's orgasm.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's called the O shot because we actually use PRP, which I'm sure you've heard about, platelet-rich plasma, and we take the patient's own platelet-rich plasma by drawing their blood and thinning it down, and we inject some of it in the vaginal canal as well as on the clitoris. So the orgasms are just over the top for these women.
Wow, I did not know about that. You must have a brisk market.
We have a long list of patients that are waiting to get this done. So it's just that all this to say that libido is multifold. So you need to look at hormonal balance. You need to look at your adrenals. If you're exhausted, you know, that's the last thing on your mind, right? If you're stressed, that's the last thing on your mind. So definitely look at the adrenals and the hormonal balance. But then let's get to, you know, how are you feeling about everything down there? Are you dry? Are you, you know, feeling good about it? Are you too lax? Do we, you know, and then to know that there are things or there are solutions for these concerns is what's really revitalizing for women. Women are now saying, yes, it's about time that some, you know, some doctors are actually going to talk to us about this and help us get through this instead of saying, oh, you're 50. Well, sex is over. You know, so for the next 30, 40 years of your life, you know, just throw the towel in. And no one's ready to do that.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, so, no, this is great. I love that we're able to introduce some of these techniques. Like, I haven't even heard of these, and I'm in women's health. So it's really great to have that knowledge.
Yeah, and you know, we've been as a community, as a society, we have been talking about men's sexual health for decades, right? I mean, all these wonderful pills are out there for men for a long time. But there's really nothing out for women. And in fact, there is a libido support formula that I just came up with, which is super exciting because there are natural things. You don't have to take medications. There are natural supplements and herbs that actually work to stimulate women's libido. And so that libido formula is doing great, and women are just, you know, starting to get on that and doing well. But all that to say is, this formula has many things, but it has black cohosh, fenugreek, and other things, trinulus, which actually stimulates the entire blood flow to the area and gets the libido going. But also, women should think about getting on diindole methane, which, you know, helps to regulate the hormonal balance, which is all natural. You know that. It comes from cruciferous vegetables, and it's a powerful product, and it's all natural, and it actually is great for decreasing your chances for breast cancer and balancing your hormones. So there's a lot of natural things that can be done if they're in a place that they don't have access to lasers, but really a lot of natural things to balance their hormones and really get them feeling their best that they can.
I love it. I love it. So your website is drshellmd.com. Is that right?
Yes. Well, that's one website for all the products. Okay. DrShellMD.com is great for all the products, but DrShell.com, DrShell.com is where they can go to find out about all the services and the lasers and things of that nature, just to read more so that they can perhaps find a provider in their area to try to get some help that they very much need, or they can certainly reach out to us and inquire, and we can try to help them in whatever way that we can. So we'd be happy to.
Oh, great. And you've got a free gift too called Get Your Life Back by Balancing Hormones. We'll have the link to that below the video and audio. Tell us a bit about that.
So it's a lot of deep dive into what we're talking about, you know, why hormonal balancing is important and what they can do naturally as well as with bioidentical hormones to get all that balance. So it kind of puts everything that we talked about into a concise format so they can read it on their own time and then decide if this is something that they want to pursue in their own lives. And just, you know, it's important to just know what's out there so that they know that there is hope. And there are solutions, and you don't have to live like this, where just because you've gone into menopause doesn't mean life is over, doesn't mean that happiness is over, doesn't mean you have to live with hot flashes and night sweats and vaginal dryness and low libido and depression and losing hair. There are so many things. This should be the best time of your life yet. It really should, because we've already raised our kids, if we have some. We've already established our careers. We already know who we are. We don't worry about what other people think of us.
It's true.
It doesn't matter. It used to matter 30 years ago a lot. But now you're like, hey, I am who I am, and it doesn't matter. So be yourself, love yourself, cherish yourself, and give yourself the true love and care that you would give to your own child or your own family members, because you really are the most important person. And if you take care of yourself, then you can take care of everybody else that you love.
Well, thank you. You had such a This is great information, and you're such a great example. You look lovely. I'm sure if I interview in 10 years, you look the exact same.
I don't know about that, but I'm fine.
You'll still be lovely. Yeah, we really appreciate it. And thanks for coming on the summit.
Thank you. Thank you, Bridget. It was great speaking to you today.